You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming on Thursday. Join the team in the studio throughout the day. It's going to be an early start on Racing Radio as well because of the hot weather, the heat wave we've been experiencing. The authorities have moved the shuttle car forward, and that means we're going to be on air at 11:15 on Thursday, all the way through until the evening. So a busy day of action. Join the team in the studio. And I'm joined on the podcast today by a man who was actually at Shuttle last night, speaking of that that race course, and that's Chris Pimmott. Pimmott, how are you?
Yeah, very well indeed, very well indeed. I have to say, extremely impressed with the horse welfare that Shuttle showed last night. 31 degrees, very, very hot for the horses running in that heat, but they had every angle covered, plenty of personnel on the ground with buckets of water. They had fans, they had shaded areas. They've done everything necessary to try and prevent the horses overheating and getting a little bit distressed. So, yeah, it was good to see that everything was put in place, knowing the temperatures were going to be extremely high.
And obviously 11:25 first race is early enough tomorrow, but it's good to see them taking the initiative in that regard as well.
Oh, most certainly, yeah. Definitely a good initiative, and it can only be for the better for both horse and rider, because, you know, it's hard work for them. Everybody else in that heat as well, you know. Ground had a good cover of ground. They moved the rail, so where it'd be cut up a little bit early on the season, they were racing on clean ground. But I'd have to say, if you're having a bet there tomorrow, you need to be looking at something that really goes on good stroke, good to firm.
Might be able to hear a little bit of ambient noise in the background, by the way. That's because, well, usually Pimmott would record in the studio, but they're doing Racing Radio in there right now.
Okay.
So then, if that's out of the way, we'd record in the meeting room, but there's a meeting going on there. Okay. At the moment, all day.
Right,
so we've been exiled to the office today.
To the canteen, basically.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Very shortly, we'll be getting a brew listener.
Yeah, so there you go.
Happy days.
If you can hear some sound effects, then that's what it is.
I mean, people will be saying they need to do it in that restaurant more often.
They probably will, I'm sure.
Mine's a Pinot Grigio, by the way.
We'll get on to talk about some of Thursday's races in a moment. We've got a classy card at Sandown, also at Leopardstown over in Ireland as well, but we're going to look at a couple of the races at Sandown in a moment. But before we do that, let's talk about the King George on Saturday. Pimmers, want to get your views on the big race. Enable 4-7, Crystal Ocean 11-4, Anthony Van Dyke 15-2, Defoe 9-1, Waldgeist 14-1. These were the prices at time of recording for the front through and the betting. Obviously, we haven't had the final field declared yet. Just before we get your thoughts on a likely winner for this year, and we'll find out if you think Enable's going to do it again. It's been good to see over the past few years that there has been a little bit of a resurgence for this race, hasn't there? Because it was in the doldrums as far as Group 1s go for a little while.
Yeah, it has been a little bit underachieving, so to speak, over, well, not so much the last few years, but prior to that. But it's certainly had a resurgence. And again, to be honest, at 3:40 on Saturday, you're going to have one of the most exciting King Georges we've had for a long, long time. Obviously, Enable comes and, you know, she's in such tremendous form, her record's second to none. And, you know, she needed that win at Sandown back on the 6th of June just to put her cherry ripe. I feel at 4-7, she's more than likely a little bit too short, to be honest. I think she should be a little bit bigger price than that. I'm not saying that she should be certainly even money 11-10, but she should be a little bit more generous than that. Yeah, looking towards the opposition, obviously Crystal Ocean, he's been in fantastic form of late, was in tremendous form at the Royal Meeting. He raced off a mark of 127 on that occasion. Handicapper put him up £2 to that. So he actually races off a mark of 127. So he's very, very highly rated. And again, at 11-4, he actually might look at the value of the race. Obviously, Anthony Van Dyke disappointed when he got beat by his stable companion in the Irish Derby, but that might have been a little bit of tactics got it wrong. Might be a little bit different from there. Obviously, Defoe has been in great form of late, and he'll come in as an each-way selection, possibly for the varying team. And one or two others in there that bigger prices that might have to take the chance for a small place. But between the top two in the market, Enable, Crystal Queen, I'm going to let my heart rule my head here and say Enable.
Because Crystal Ocean obviously faced off Enable previously in the September Stakes at Kempton last year on the all-weather, and Enable's come out and won that pretty well in the end after such a long absence, hadn't been seen on the racecourse for almost a year at that time. I suppose what a lot of people are thinking, well, now she arrives here fit and off the back of a couple of impressive performances, including in the Eclipse last time, of course, when she was dropped down in trip, that there's no reason to think that Crystal Ocean should be able to reverse that form.
Yeah, there should be no reason, no, exactly. But again, another day, another dollar, you've got to take your chance. But the great thing about Enable is she's with the best man, isn't she? And that is, you know, absolutely paramount for me, that she'll turn up ready to rock and roll again, and then on to the Prix de l'Arc.
John Gustin owns Tranqui Dettori trains Enable, looks for a second King George and Ascot on Saturday, and you can hear that live on Racing Radio, of course. Let's move on, Pimmers, now, just to talk about a couple of the races we've got coming up at Sandown on Thursday. And let's start off by taking a look at the listed Star Stakes. And this is a race where we've got a number of unexposed young horses, two-year-olds, engaged here, and we have actually got some betting for this at time of recording. Walker Marrakesh, the 2-1 favourite. Light Blush, 9-4. Rhea, 4-1. Ursulina is 7-1. Romsey, 8-1. And West End Girl is 10-1. So according to the betting, they're all in with some form of chance.
They certainly could, but I think Walking Marrakesh is certainly value for money, and certainly the one that they've all got to beat. That profile's been very progressive for this daughter of Siouni since her debut at Haydock Park. She then won at Beverly on good to soft ground, and then again went to Ayr and was very impressive. I mean, there was only five runners, but could do no more than she did. She's got Tranqui Dettori in the saddle for the first time tomorrow afternoon, and Frankie has a 22% strike rate at Sandown Park. So certainly, again, he's going to be the man to take all the beating of the others. You've got West End Girl that's been in good form of late, a daughter of Golden Horn, and at the top of the race card you've got Lightning Blush, who again has been in good form. Wasn't a cheap purchase, 435 guineas, but made a winning career at Newmarket 12 days ago, and you'd imagine that there should be more to come from this James Doyle ridden and Charlie Appleby trained.
Yeah, you mentioned West End Girl. It was actually priced up as the outsider here. It was the first winner by Golden Horn, but obviously he's a horse who a champion at 3 years old, but only actually made his racecourse debut late his two-year-old season. I think it's going to be exciting to see what his progeny can do as we get more towards that time of the year, and see if they can show the same sort of promise that he did.
Yeah, I think, again, you've got to be thinking you're going to look for horses that are going to need a little bit of distance, and that's going to happen as the year progresses. Once we get into August, September, and we start seeing you know, some of these two-year-old laces getting longer, 7 furlongs of distance tomorrow, but you'd imagine that the Golden Horn progeny will be better seen over a stiffer test of stamina. So yeah, the young horses to keep on the right side of come later the season.
Another race at Sandown, the next race on the card, in fact, is the 250, the Young Stayers Handicap. And it kind of does what it says on the tin, Pimmers, because we've got Young Stayers here. And a field of, how many runners? 6 runners to go for this one as well. So another relatively small field, but another race where almost all of them remove a chance, or all of them remove a chance, and some of them arrive in pretty good form as well.
Yeah, they do indeed, yes. Yeah. Some of them have been in good form for the Tranqui Dettori Mark Josden yard. That's been in great form of late. Finished 4th of 7 last time we saw him on the 6th of July. Ben Curtis did the steering there, slightly disappointed, you'd imagine, there, but again could bounce back with Dettori back in the steering, back doing the steering. And again, Just Hubert came good last time out, winning at Ripon 17 days ago, up a pound for that. Well, could well be a player. And then you've got Space Walk. I think that's the one interesting one, a son of Galileo, has his handicap debut for William Haggis, who has got an unbelievable strike rate with handicap debutants here, 24% strike. And again, this horse bounced back to form last time out at Haydock Park when absolutely dotting up, and certainly could be an awful lot better than his official rating suggests in handicap debut.
Space Walk the pick then for Pimmers in that Young Stayers Handicap at Sandown on Thursday afternoon. You can hear the entire card on Racing Radio, of course, in addition to the rest of the day's action. We've got a couple of the group races over at Leopardstown and plenty more winners to hopefully be found throughout the course of the day. Gordon Brown, Kevin O'Malley and Andy Gibson will be the team in the studio. Join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. Of course, join us over the weekend for coverage of the King George meeting in Ascot. And Pimmers, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.